It's shaping up to be a bumper year for Australian farmers. The Australian Bureau of Agriculture and Resource Economics and Sciences, or ABARES as they're known, has released its latest crop report, which shows the gross value of agriculture production is forecast to reach a near record $85 billion next year. So how can that be, with many parts of the country experiencing devastating rain over the last few months and crops being wiped out, particularly in New South Wales? Dr. Jared Greenville is the Executive Director of ABARES. Welcome to Breakfast.
Thanks for having me along.
So just paint us a picture around the country. What's happening?
Yeah, so there's a few different things happening. As you mentioned, those weather events that have brought flooding to large parts of the country. And in fact, when we look at the widespread nature of the flooding, it's occurring in regions which account for about 50% of agricultural output. But while we've got a significant kind of areas, particularly in New South Wales, that have been lost due to that flooding, those same weather systems have been beneficial for areas outside that flood range. And we're seeing some really high yields and production. At the same time, Australia is a very large continent, so we're seeing different dynamics occur in Western Australia and South Australia, where we're starting to see some record levels of crop production, given that we've had a bit of a cooler season and well-timed rainfall. And so all those factors are coming together to give us another almost record year of overall production.
New South Wales, Victoria and Queensland have experienced devastating floods, which you just mentioned. The Insurance Council of Australia says it's been the costliest natural disaster on record. Is it clear how much has been lost from an agricultural standpoint?
Yeah, so in New South Wales, when we're looking at the cropping figures, what we've seen is around 16% of the total planted area to winter crops this year has been abandoned due to the flooding events, which accounts for about 2 million tonnes of winter crop production. Now, if that was to go to all the way through the market, it could be worth around $900 million. So it's quite a significant decrease in New South Wales production. The figure is a little bit less for Victoria and Queensland. So around 7% of the area that was planted has been abandoned in Victoria and around 5% in Queensland. But Queensland did have a bit of a lower start because of the weather events at the other side of the season during planting, where large areas of Darling Downs just couldn't get onto their fields to do some planting. While the story is a bit clear, I guess, in terms of that loss for New South Wales, in Victoria and Queensland, the gains from other areas have kind of offset. So it's hard to pinpoint the actual cost of the floods, but we know certainly for those people who have lost their crops, it's really quite significant.
Crops in Western Australia and South Australia were forecast to reach record levels. What's been happening in those states?
So in Western Australia in particular, we've seen this kind of longer run drive towards, you know, higher productivity and more, I guess, adapted wheat in particular and other varieties of crops. And that state's seen some, I guess, consistent growth when weather conditions are okay in their production seasons. In South Australia, a bit of the same story, and that's a bit of a story of Australian cropping, this underlying productivity growth. But what we're seeing really this year has been that kind of well-timed rainfall and cooler conditions during the lead-up to harvest, which has allowed the grain to produce and to give us really high yields. And so that's been the key factor. The other thing that normally happens in Western Australia is some bad frosts. And this year that hasn't been as widespread.
Okay, so they've had a more successful year for sure. On the flip side, La Nina has led to drought in many countries overseas. The opposite effect. How's that affecting Australian exports?
Yeah, so when we look at, you know, those conditions that we get in Australia often, you know, promote our production, but they can also have those detrimental effects, particularly to North America, and we're seeing in Europe and some parts of South America, those drier conditions which have reduced supply. That's contributed, along with that war in Ukraine, to high global prices and fairly high demand for Australian grains. What we've seen is that now we've had, you know, two really big years and there's really strong demand for Australian grain products and overall agricultural exports. And we've had quite a significant pace of exports going out. And the pace of exports over the COVID period and continuing has really been at record levels. So despite all the supply chain disruptions, you know, worries about not getting fertilizer, all those other input side of the story as well, the export story has really been going strong. And this year we're expecting that exports actually will really reach a record level of $72 billion.
Which Aussie crops are seeing the biggest interest from overseas markets?
It's really our winter crops. So that's wheat, barley and canola. Wheat in particular, at the end of last year or beginning of this year and through this season for human consumption, so milling grade wheat has been trading at quite a high price. The overall shortage has also fed that through to feed grain wheat. But we've also seen strong demand, particularly for canola early on in the year and still following through. Canada, which is the world's largest producer, had a really poor year last year and their production was way down and canola prices really hit record levels. They've come back a bit, but demand remains strong. And so we saw record plantings this year in terms of canola, and that's continued with some high prices to lead to a high crop value.
Going forward, how important is it for producers to be resilient with Australia's climate? We've seen flooding and drought bushfires just in the past few years. And you know, the remarkable thing, of course, we've often had extreme events in this country, there's no doubt about it, but is the frequency, which of course makes it very hard to plan. Is that the new normal now? And what kind of impact do you project that will have on you know, output?
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, Australian producers operate in one of the most variable climates in the world. And when we overlay that with all the market dynamics that can occur, geopolitical tensions, wars or the like, we get quite a very variable picture in terms of overall production and producer returns. Unfortunately, I think it is really becoming the new norm. We did some work a little while ago that showed that shifts in the climate certainly weren't helping farmers. And in fact, the shifts in the climate since 2000 have decreased farm profitability by around 23% on average. At the same time, there's that increase in variability, and we see that, you know, the exposure to things like drought and flood risk and so forth has gone up. Fortunately, a number of farmers have started to become more resilient in the sense that they have change their operations or hold higher levels of cash reserves and so forth just to try and get through. And years like this year and last year will help with that. But it is going to be a feature of Australian agriculture going forward, this variability, and managing that's what the industry has got to, I guess, focus on if it's going to remain profitable in the future.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Dr. Greenville.
Thanks very much for having me on.
That's the Executive Director of ABARES, Dr. Jared Greenville, and you're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
ABC RN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.